A listener exclusive.
Well, the message to raise awareness for suicide prevention comes from many corners of Griffith, and together with Griffith Real Estate and Wind TV, the Indian community is helping us to do that. It's with the second annual Punjabi Mela, and here to discuss more from Griffith RE is Nick Chahan. Nick, thanks for coming in this morning.
No worries, Matty. Thanks for having me here.
That's our pleasure, buddy. Now, tell us about the event, because it was the first time we had it last year and it was meant to be a one-off. So we're having it again.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, look, it was meant to be a one-off event. We never thought would get such an awesome response from the local community. We had a lot of people approach us for us to do it again this year.
Yeah.
So we thought we'd go ahead with it. It's all for a great cause, and I guess it's something for our local community to enjoy.
Yes. So it is. Tell us about the idea that showcases Indian culture, and how did it come to benefit suicide prevention?
Well, I mean, Sophia from Whirlways, they approached Tony in the office to jump on board to do something to create awareness for Whirlways and what they provide for suicide prevention. And so that's obviously the main cause behind it. So we thought we'd tie it in our Punjabi culture. We call it Vaisakhi. So it more or less comes to the end of harvest. In Punjab, back at home, harvest starts. And here in Griffith, we've finished our grape harvest and we're about to start the wheat. So we thought, you know what, with our community and our agricultural town, we thought, why not tee up to combine them both all together and have this great event. So,
yep, and it is really timely because we have come to the end of another harvest.
Yeah, that's right.
For 2024. Now, we're going to go over the event that happened last year. What was the feedback from the community? Obviously, it had to have worked well because we're having it again.
Definitely it did. Look, we were blown away with the response, to be honest with you. Look, we're only anticipating around 200 to 300.
Yeah.
I think we had over 1,000 people there in total. So, it was a great response. We've obviously done things a little bit different, you know, we've listened to the local community and some of the issues that were raised last year. So we've eliminated most of them this year as well. So just to make it more friendly for everyone, or not friendly, I should say, but the time that it took, a lot of the feedback we had was a time for food, tokens, etc. So we've removed the token system altogether. And that way they're the people that are in the crowd can go straight to the caterers.
Yeah.
We've got two of our local restaurants on board to cater the event. So,
and when you have Bollywood music, they're going to be live performers there as well. It all is a showcase of Indian culture under the stars, and it's free to attend. You're going to attract a crowd. So good on you for identifying that issue that people had with the token system last year that became a bit clunky.
Yeah, it did. Yeah, I think it was a queue. The lineup was right up to past the Westpac to Little Italy. So there was a bit of a lineup, and then there was a lineup for the food. So, this year we have got some special performers coming down from Sydney. They're called the Ultimate Bhangra group, and they're coming down. There's five guys from Sydney that are coming down for the event. But the one thing we selected these guys is because there's going to be a lot of crowd participation. So it's not only going to be us watching them, they're going to get us involved as well. So I'd advise everyone, put your dancing shoes on and definitely enjoy a night.
We'll see you on the floor, won't we, Nick?
Yeah, you sure will. You sure will.
Start practicing those moves for me, my friend. Anything else different about it this year to last?
No, that's pretty much it. There's definitely going to be plenty of our local restaurants, Upper Curry House and Swad Punjab. They've jumped on board. There'll be coffee van, ice cream trucks, face painting for the kids. We'll have a DJ down from Sydney as well. So, we're trying to cater all needs. And, look, we just want everyone to come. Have a great night out. And most importantly, you know, Whirlways, the teams are going to be there as well on the night. They're going to have their own marquee set up, face painting, giveaways, and they'll be there to talk to anyone that does need that extra support.
This is going to be a ripper, and it is worth mentioning the team at Whirlways. A big thank you to them for helping you guys put it on again. We'll get you and Sophia from Whirlways in the studio together a little closer to the event and just go over it one more time, because this really is going to be a ripper. 20th, it's a Saturday night, so there's plenty of time and chances for you to get out there and get amongst this one at Kuyu Plaza from 6 p.m. Food, tunes and culture, Punjabi Mela. Fingers crossed for the event. That is just as successful as it was last year, and I think with what we've got planned, probably even better.
Yeah, fingers crossed.